times are changing in Europe. I'm not talking about economics or immigration patterns. I'm talking about how people sip their drinks. The European Union is banning single-use plastic straws beginning in 2021. Some American cities and companies like Starbucks are ditching them too. Plastic straws are hard to recycle, and they can wind up floating in our oceans. Straws make up only about 4% of the plastic waste at sea, but they're an easy target, and the anti-straw movement is spurring some creative solutions. Reporter Adeline Sia toured some French cafes to check them out.
At Café des Tribunaux in Dieppe, Normandy, customers are crowding the terrace. Noelia Sanchez and her two daughters are sipping drinks through the horror, plastic straws. Sanchez says she can't wait for bars and cafes to get rid of plastic. I already use cardboard straws at home, and I'd like to buy bamboo one, she says. A straw is a luxury, she says. There's no real need for it, and it takes so long for a plastic one to break down. The owner of this café, Alain de Poilly, says he still uses plastic straws, as many as 100,000 a year, in part because they're cheaper. But he wants to switch to something else as soon as possible. We need to find the right product, he says. Cardboard is not good because it falls apart too quickly. And steel is not adequate for repeated use in bars and restaurants because it's hard to clean. De Poilly says he may turn to a farmer in Normandy who's getting into the straw business, making them out of real straw. Farmer Mike Salard says he and his partners recognize they didn't create anything new. We just updated an ancestral tradition, he says. At the end of the harvest, farmers would drink freshly pressed apple juice using straws to avoid sipping the apple residue. He says his organic rye straws have no discernible taste, they're sturdy, even dishwasher safe, and they last about 2 weeks before they start to disintegrate. Salah says he also plans to produce sticks for lollipops and cotton swabs. He says the harvest was a good one this year, and they hope to make 6 to 10 million organic straws to sell everywhere in France and beyond. This summer, most Paris bars and restaurants opted for cornstarch straws, but at least one went for something different. At a café on Place de la République, my drink came with an uncooked hollow noodle, a long ziti serving as a straw. It didn't get soggy, and I didn't notice any pasta flavor. A new use for an unbaked ziti. Happy slurping! For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.